If a boundary is crossed, it is your responsibility to identify and deal with it professionally.
One thing that all of the staff that I supervise realize is that they are responsible to address boundary crossings. It shouldn't be just one person's job. I empower my staff to address the crossings right away so we can prevent it from happening in the future. If the staff wait to bring a boundary crossing issue to me or a designated person, it might have gone on too long and the person crossing the boundary may feel it's tolerated. I appreciate it that when a staff does address a boundary crossing issue, that they let me know what occurred so I can follow up if needed. Of course, there may be some times where boundary issues may need to be brought to the attention of human resources or supervisors, like if a person was drinking alcohol with the individuals we support, or maybe they were making comments that they thought crossed the line. But staff should still let the person know that they are not comfortable with the situation.
Sometimes it may be uncomfortable and intimidating, but the longer a person allows a boundary crossing to go on, the more difficult it will be to address the issue. Stopping it the first time it occurs is the best way to handle it. At first, a person may react negatively to the boundary issue being addressed. However, the outcome will result in healthier boundaries, which will lead to a positive response.